pitch out through the winter, but most of the cases we have a big entry, you know, big entry. The sailor is about 14 feet wide, where you drive a wagon, load of hay in, and let it get up higher than this, don't you see?
Yeah.
And we pitch and then have a rope over the stall. Just, say it was, most of them were about 6 by 7 feet, but finally the newer, he stayed in all winter, he built up 6 inches of newer, you know, this hay eats, you know.
Yeah.
And the elements and his kidneys and everything cause it to sour and it rots. And by spring, you've got some good rich nitrogen as well as plant food.
Yeah.
Different plant food, we dig up a stall and haul out the manure. And we put it next to plants and not burn it up, you can burn it. And you can corn, potatoes.
Yeah.
Turn it under.
Where did you keep them growing?
We had a separate cribs, you know, and usually. I can remember the guy when I still came out, it was all 10. And we didn't count the rats and all of them. They couldn't walk through this 10, so we would take a little crib out of the way where you could get the air all available to it.
Yeah.
It wanted away from all this environmental smell that's in the barn, you see. Or some of them did do it, but because it was mold quick.
Yeah.
Dampness, it draws dampness in there at night. It was set out usually 10, 25 feet from the barn, having a catwalk on into the barn shed where the wagons could go in, curl on through the barn, close the barn doors on each end, and have a little mule stall, a horse stall. And well, I can remember when these corn shellers came in the yard. Grab a ear of corn, had to be sharp for it down, just grind it, just spill right in the tub there. And you go to mill that way and have it ground. Water ground, hard ground, like a gasoline engine.
But when you ground some corn by mill, how much did you grind it, Tom?
There's 14 of us children. There's times that it took two bushels a week.
Yeah.
I mean shell. You shell it in half, of course it took four of those shell things full. We'd go and we'd have a corn shell and all the kids. We'd shuck it after we put it in the barn, it was dry, so it didn't add to the fall. We'd go and shuck it. And then we'd bring it in and shell it up at the house at night.
Mm-hmm.
See, we sort of use all the kids, there's so many of us, you know. We'd shell it and then we'd get it on a horse and take it to the old water mill.
Mm-hmm.
We had water mills, you know, had a railroad. Water you impound the pond, you've got an over slush of buckets that just keeps goosing and they go round and round.
Yeah.
And it's slow. But water ground meal doesn't get hot, it grinds slow, and Dad liked it a lot better.
Yeah.
And he'd go 2 miles out of the way to a water mill, spend a half a day rather than getting ground by my grandpa that had a what's called a gasoline engine, you know, and they grind it so fast it'd get it hot. He claimed it affected the flavor.
Did you ever hear of a ton of corn?
A
ton of?
Not necessarily, not a ton.
The amount that you grind at one time. Have you ever heard?
Well, it's called a ton. A ton of corn, whether it's a half bushel or a bushel, you would call a ton of corn. It's not a mega bushel. Use a half a ton or a half a bushel.
Is that referring to? Oh, okay.
That's liquid mass aid measurement. Except okay. That type of basket, people won't hold lots.
Would you ever say a ton of wool